Vitamin water might give you $100,000 to give up your smartphone, but it sure won't love you like beer. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to
what
the
was
perfect
that
pour.
Extra version?
Oh, don't worry about it. It's a special version.
Specialty.
Specialty. It's a craft beer show. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I am Nick.
I'm Matt.
For the next couple hours or so, we're going to be hanging out and drinking a lot of fun beer. We're going to have fun with you. We're going to talk about some beer culture. Fun we're going to listen to some other podcasts, a.k.a. the voicemails within the show. We're going to have some beer releases to look out for, maybe a Lime Fest to look out for, and maybe we'll get to what we were drinking this past week since the last time we were with you. This is episode 281, so things have happened before this. The beer we were drinking before we started the show, our tailgate beer, was a beer from Tioga Sequoia, donated to the show by Bearded Brewer 87. XXPA.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir. The Mount Whitney pale, extra pale, but extra pale.
Extra.
Why is it so extra? What's all the extra?
I didn't get the word if they accidentally hopped it or if they, in quotes, accidentally hopped it. But
are you sure you put the hops in there?
I was actually out of town when this dropped, so I didn't get the full story on it. But somebody's like, oh, this showed up. And I was like, did you guys just write an extra X on there for the hell of it, or is it? And they're like, nope, it's different. So, figured Mikey should get some of this beer before it's gone.
All these X's sexual, or does they mean something?
Well,
it's a lot of X's.
So, I mean, if you're really cool, you call it sex PA.
I'm not cool.
That's how you order.
I can't.
Yeah.
Can't
can I get another sex PA, please?
All right, I'll try that.
Yeah. Call the cops.
I'll try that on rush day. So, that was quite excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Ooh, what?
And now the new beer you heard getting opened up as we begun. Another Fresno beer. I know. Too much Fresno. Too much loco.
Sometimes you just, you know, it's right in front of you. You don't have to go search for it.
This is where we get our indie beer.
Yeah.
Full Circle Brewing's Illa Vanilla Milkshake IPA that Nick loves it. He's had a great time over there.
Yeah.
With his short haircut.
How's it going?
He keeps distracting me with his short hair.
Yes. Mission accomplished.
Hey, you got new glasses too, huh?
What?
Oh, that's true. That's what, geez, it's just a cornucopia.
Nice glasses,
of new
by
Nick.
The way.
Who is this guy over here?
I don't know.
Is that a new jacket too?
Is it? Are you sure? Can you confirm that's Nick, Matt?
Nick Matt.
You probably got the tires rotated in your car too. What else?
Say some Volkswagen stuff, like some Volkswagen
stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Some nerd Volkswagen stuff, so I know it's you.
The firing order for a Volkswagen is 1, 4, 3, 2.
All right.
That's what I use in my luggage.
It's amazing.
All right. I guess it's Nick. Wow. He's just so young and fresh now.
Wow. This is all it took to.
Is this from the Thanksgiving party? Like, you had to, like, rethink your life afterwards? And you're like, man, stuff went on.
When I woke up, behind the dumpster in River Park, I had to reevaluate things.
This is not where I wanted my life to be.
With some half-eaten Chick-fil-A.
Yes. Oh, the Chick-fil-A.
So we got this Full Circle with new brewers at Full Circle.
I'm trying to hate this beer, but there's nothing wrong with it.
I like milkshake IPA.
It's not my style, which surprised no one.
Lots of vanilla.
But there is vanilla. There is a milk sweetness to it. And there's a little bit of a hop bite to it, but there's no off flavor.
Where? I'm still looking for
it. There's a little bitterness.
Ooh.
Well, maybe my palate's adjusted to it. Maybe it's gone.
It was a leftover XPA in your...
Could have been.
In the back of your mouth.
I like how they, They say Illa Vanilla, and they give you vanilla.
Man, is it?
You're not like searching for it.
Sweet, sweet vanilla. Sweet baby vanilla.
I enjoy it.
No.
We'll see how I am tomorrow, but right now, it's great.
Oh, man.
Right now, I'm enjoying it.
Enough to make Louie blush.
Future Mikey might not like it, like me, but current Mikey is enjoying
it. Do not go in there.
Guys, I'm riding solo today.
Hey, nobody wants to ride with me today. Just telling you right now.
Fair warning.
Okay.
This is going to be a solo day.
What the hell did you eat? Taco Bell?
No, I don't. I wish.
I had a double threat. I had Taco Bell after Milkshake IPA. Milkshake IPA and Taco Bell. I wouldn't advise
that. I'm pretty sure it's like a valid excuse to stay home from work. Like, what's wrong with you today? Well, Milkshake IPAs and Taco Bell. They'd be like,
yeah, you can stay home. Go ahead. Full pay.
Wow.
So what's going on in the culture? Matt.
Anheuser-Busch lays off more people.
Ooh.
40 people were affected in production, I believe. And just another update of them just trying to... and there were salaried positions, by the way. They were... hourly people.
Oh.
And they just
management,
you know, the everything is just saying that they're gently declining in sales and that they're trimming staff to kind of fix numbers a little bit. Mm-hmm. No surprise there. It's a pretty typical article. And then there we go. New Belgium launches Up Next rotator series with Brut IPA.
Brut.
So now it's just like hazy beers. And everything else. Everybody's like, well, might as well get on the train.
Yeah. So. Haze it up, bro.
But they have a pale malt, Pilsner malt. For the hops, they use Nelson, Citra, Whole Melon, and Azaka. 6.7%, 40 IBU. And it's like I think they said like golden blonde.
Boo.
But, yeah. So if you're into brewed IPAs, now New Belgium does them.
Voodoo Ranger hazy.
I'll look out for it. Yeah. Yeah. Voodoo Ranger is like they'll just do all kinds of, it's like they're sculpting now. Mm-hmm. Like they'll do all kinds of different things, but still put that Voodoo Ranger on it.
Christmas version with elderberries.
Christmas. Spruce tips.
Noble fir.
Go check out the Great Divide 2019 release calendar. Looks pretty solid. There's a lot of...
Is that the infographic calendar?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so cool.
So those are starting to come out.
So blog worthy.
And one thing that I was kind of upset about, they have a hazy IPA coming out, but it says Colorado only.
Oh, wow, I wonder if
jerks,
the best couple in Colorado to know. That's we know those people. So yeah, Colorado only or podcast only.
And then they have a Denver Pale Ale, and it says new artist series can update mid-year. So
I wonder, has anyone ever defined? Because Denver's, you know, a top five beer city. Is anyone a craft beer city? Has anyone defined a Denver pale or a Denver style of anything? Because San Diego has a style.
Mm-hmm.
I think Portland has a style. I would put Denver in those cities of beer cities, and I don't think they have a style, do they?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hmm.
And maybe
now they do.
Colorado reps can
and then
coin that for us.
The one that piqued my interest is they're going to have a chocolate cherry Yeti starting in February to May.
Mm.
That could be pretty good.
Chocolate cherry.
They always have they have their chai.
I'm worried about cherry.
For.
And then they have vanilla oak aged Yeti in June to September.
Ooh.
And then a s'mores Yeti in October to December.
Oh, I'm in.
Wow.
That's my favorite style stout.
There you go.
S'more stout.
Got marshmallows in there. I'm good. Get me in there.
Then there's a...
looking out for it.
Here's one for the brother. I don't know what style it is, but the bar of it is black, and it says hibernation ale.
Ooh.
That
night
that,
night.
Yeah. That does tell me it's going to be big.
Mm-hmm.
Triple.
Going to be a biggie.
So it'll be quadruple.
Look out for personal, that calendar.
Personal beer fest.
I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot more calendars dropping soon.
The calendar's dropping. We're so 2 weeks away from our year best of beer. I looked at our recording calendar to see if, because Christmas and New Year's can kind of jack us up.
Yeah.
And I think we're okay.
Mm.
I'm not sure. I didn't look at New Year's, but Christmas doesn't jack us up where we can record the day after Christmas.
Yeah, because Christmas is on Tuesday.
Unless you guys are out of town or something.
But. Christmas and New Year's are both on
Wednesday or Tuesdays. Yeah. So
the episode will be out.
Our normal schedule.
It'll have to be a hybrid where it's Christmas, New Year's.
Yeah. Oh, okay. This is for the tailgate, guys. I'm sorry. No. I pulled this into
the
tailgate.
No, next week would be Christmas. The week after would be New Year's.
On the real show.
No, we could figure out. We could solve on air.
No.
Come on.
These people are the people that listen for free. We don't want to give them this. People want to pay.
They're probably just shouting at their radios right now. Bullshit. You guys are so stupid.
And Louis looking himself.
Look at a freaking calendar. Yeah.
Louis needs a mic. All right. Sorry.
You know what? This should calm me down.
Play by play for Louis.
I love gold.
Oh, he moved his left ear. Now he's looking at Mike. Now he's closing his eyes again.
Poor Louis. He's having ear problems tonight. New beer. Another new beer. We're going after it. We're getting it. We're going to get it. Another local. Drink local. Hashtag drink local. Tauga Sequoia's Midnight Lightning Imperial Stout. Donated to the show by Bearded Brewer 87.
In a can.
In a can for the first time. I need to acknowledge that.
You can put lightning in a can.
Not in the bottle, though.
Not in the bottle.
This one, finally, Nick has a style he wants.
Yeah.
First time.
Where's my straw? I'm just going to plop it right down.
This is the famous Midnight Lightning, our most famous straight-up stout, Imperial Stout, Fresno, of the Fresno beers. Mm-hmm. It's got that, not logo, but important insignia for Yosemite. It's like a hiking thing, right? The lightning bolt. Is it on Half Dome or? It's from Yosemite.
Google it.
I think I'd know.
The hiking people or the mountain climbing people would know. But anyway, first time in cans. I was expecting this to be, you guys to be waiting for Rush Day to release this, but you just went ahead and did it.
No big deal.
You're like, man, Midnight Line, insane cans now. Come see it. I wanted to, could you manufacture a line fest for this or something? Couldn't it just had to release it? Just like, hey, come on down. Start drinking it.
It's a bouldering problem.
Bouldering
Midnight problem. Lightning is a bouldering problem on the Columbia Boulder in Camp 4 of Yosemite National Park. It has been described as the world's most famous bouldering problem. The first ascent was by Ron in 1978, and the first female was Lynn in 1998.
Wow. That was pretty recent.
20 years ago.
Yeah. That's recent.
That's recent.
Super recent. So mountain climbers now. Rock climbers.
Boulderers. I'm bouldering.
This is as good as it ever was. Nick, I want to hear your stouty opinion.
I'm thinking this is not freezing temperature. I think it's been pre-warmed to proper drinking temperature, so it's extra smooth right now. Nice chocolate.
Okay. Kind of like baker's chocolate.
Baker, more? Yeah, more of a bitter chocolate.
Because it's not, it's real back there.
Mm-hmm.
It hides the.
If you wanted to cheat and make a vanilla ABV. Lightning, you could pour a touch of that yellow vanilla in with your midnight lightning.
I'm going to. Is this the? You shouldn't have said that, Nick. Jeez. Here I go.
Vanilla. Oh, too much. Too much. Blend.
Too much. I want to go 50-50.
No.
You don't go 50-50?
No, you go 5.95.
Oh.
Because there's a lot of vanilla in that Illa.
Well, I'm going for it.
Yeah, you're going to have a faux s'more stout now.
It's pretty good. You're right, though. I did go a little high on vanilla.
Kids these days, they never listen.
That's a good blend, though. I'm going to bring my Illa Vanilla cans in with me in rush day. <You're>
smuggling in.
Hey, Rose, got some Illa Vanilla. Everyone's all in line for all the rush day variants in Tauga. Hey, got some Full Circle Illa Vanilla.
You want some?
Hey, who wants to hook it up?
Woo! We're blending.
We're blending over here, guys.
How much did you spend on that? You want to blend it?
You want to blend it? Hey, that's $20 ball. You want to blend it?
You want to blend it?
Hey, come on. I got this $5 can over here. You want to blend it?
Don't tell the bartenders.
Oh, don't tell that guy. The guy in the beard, don't tell him. Oh, man. Don't get him started.
If he finds out he's pulling our extension cord, we don't want to lose phone charging capability.
He'll pull all the phone charging stations. All of them. Don't care. All right. Was that all the Matt stuff? Was there more Matt stuff?
All right. Come out to Rush Day. Come out to the Zach's opening.
The Rush Day and Zach's opening. I heard about this. Last week on the show, I remember something about Zach's Brewing or something.
Don't forget.
Didn't they open already?
Saturday.
Just kidding.
The 15th of December. Rush Day. Rush Day.
Wow. I'm trying to be the Mr. Movie.
I'm trying to be the guy. The
in a world.
No, yeah, that guy and I'm trying to be the mountain or the truck guy Sunday.
Oh, the monster truck guy.
Rush Day.
One day only.
Fresno, California. Noon. The opening of Zach's Brewing for the first time ever. 11 a.m. Tioga Sequoia Rush Day. The variants featuring Religious Habit, Rush Day, Rush Hour variants. Like Rush Hour with vanilla, Rush Hour with cacao nibs. I don't know. How many Rush Hour variants have we got?
Featuring local coffee.
Featuring various food trucks, tacos, and ladies. I don't know. How are you going to have ladies at the beer garden? But I'm sure you'll figure it out.
Minding their own business.
Women filtering around with men. What do we got variant wise? Well, do we have a? Because last week we didn't know the Rush Day list. Do we know? Can we say anything more?
Religious Rush is the only thing that's been officially publicly released.
Right. And
but this is Friday.
Yeah. It's like we're all hours away now.
Wink, nod. It's still no secrets.
Nope.
Damn it.
They have announced the glassware. We
don't even get them.
One of the beers, but there's two other beers that they're not talking
about yet. That looks super cool. There's only 100 glasses of the...
Oh, man. That's even more exclusive than my 10-year anniversary coaster.
I saw that. I was like, oh, cool. I'll get one of those glasses. I realized like, I'm not going to be one of the first 100 in line.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way. What was the name of that glass?
Something funky.
It's a Rostel tumbler glass.
It's a 13.5-ounce glass. I know that.
For $10, and there's only there's only 100 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a cool glass. And it would work for pretty much anything. It would work for stouts, work for IPAs, for all the things. And this is what I've been lacking. I need more. I mean, we've got enough classware to handle this business, but my day-to-day stuff,
yes, I need some more. Yes, you need a good workhorse.
I need some more workhorses.
Mm-hmm.
And my number one workhorse is a mason jar glass that's not even made for beer.
Oh, boy.
That's my number one workhorse. It's a Depose jar glass.
It's vintage.
It's antique.
It's a crystal.
So
Waterford Crystal Mason
jar. Fresh day. Well, might as well say it now. Here's my schedule for rush day / opening of Zach's Brewing in Fresno, California on the 15th. Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday. Myself, this is a plan at the moment. Things change at a breakneck speed around here, but the plan at the moment, myself and producer Becky will be down at Tioga at 11.
Wow. Hmm.
And we'll be there at Tioga / Zach's Brewing until around 3-ish.
Wow.
And then I'll probably take like a dinner, late afternoon dinner break for a while. And then I'm going to try to hopefully come back towards the end, the closing, and see Zach's close for the day.
Wow.
And have some closing beers myself. But we'll see if that happens. But that's my schedule for anyone going out there. I don't know what Nick... Yeah, I know Matt's just going to be there the whole day.
Yep. Yeah. He's going to live down there.
He'll be living down there. So the only way you'll see him is behind the bar at Tioga or at the end of the day at Zach's.
I'll be at an end of a bar.
Whether or not you'll be working or not working.
I could be on the working side of it or in the drinking side of it, but I'll be at a bar.
You will be at a bar all day long. Do you want to reveal your? Do you know your schedule yet, Nick, for rush day?
No, my FOMO has officially set in.
Uh oh.
So now I'm juggling.
Uh oh.
My initial thought was to go to Zach's right away because Tiger's already gonna have a line. So go to Zach's, hang out there for an hour, then go across street, get some rush, then go back to Zach's. But then, do I stay down there all day? Do I take, like you said, take a break?
Yeah, that's
because I got to come back later when the Chicken and Whiskey band's playing.
Obviously. Oh yes, do we know a time when Chicken and Whiskey is playing yet?
7.
That was a rumor last past weekend.
Oh okay,
It was just a rumor.
Mm-hmm. We could find this out.
So. There's a lot of decisions.
Grand opening. So yeah, do I go early? Do I go later in the day and risk missing out on something?
This is always the decision of us beer geeks. Like how much, especially those that have significant others. How much?
Llama Boys 4
how much
to 6,
can I get
chicken
away with?
Chicken whiskeys from 7 to 10.
Oh, okay, so you're going to be there from 7 to 10.
For sure, I'll be there from 7 to 10. The earlier part of the day is in question.
Right. So, yeah, I'm going to have to attempt to come back towards the end of the day as well. So, yep. So, there's a lot. Live Fest. Ooh, they haven't started gathering yet, but I hope there'll be overnighters. If you're listening to this now on Friday, and it's late Friday night, early Saturday morning. Go down there in front of Tioga. Give them some coffee. Give them a little pick-me-up. How many of those Religious Habit bottles are there?
We're releasing 1,200.
Oh, okay.
So, like, 2, 3.
You can buy up to...
Yeah, what are our limits?
Up to 5 per person.
Ooh.
Up to 5.
Fiver.
What are the bottle sizes on those?
16.9.
All right. What's the nickname for the 16.9s?
I don't know.
Are those the champagne ones? What's that one?
No.
Is it a bomber size?
Mm-mm.
What is
it? It's the same width as a bomber, but it's shorter.
Ah, that one.
That one.
Gotcha.
It's a bombardier.
It's like a Russian River one style no. one? No?
See, Mikey wants an answer.
I think in I think in different terms. I don't think in like technical terms. I think in like
it's like a Samuel Smith.
What bottle. Do I see? Picture in my head terms.
Not really.
Damn it!
Oh yeah, that's a good Samuel Smith. Because yeah, those Europeans they got all these funky ass freaking sizes. Yeah, metric system.
Metric.
Nobody does a metric system except everybody.
Royale with cheese.
The Royale with cheese. All right, Nick.
Hello.
What's going on culturally?
Okay, so, you know, beer. We are beginning to see the first releases of Resilience IP.
Oh, yeah. They're happening. They're breaking. Resilience is breaking. Oh, will Tauga have that on 15th, on Rush Day?
21st. Will be the soonest that we can get it out.
Huh. Interesting. Mm. Oh, they're having a little bit of fermentation problems over there.
That's not even a problem.
Oh, it's a problem.
It's a problem.
It's a problem.
Mm-hmm. So Drake's released theirs on the 12th. Others include the 15th is a big release day for a lot of breweries. 50-50 Brewing, Ska Brewing, Track 7. Breweries like that are releasing their... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen a couple on Instagram, and they're looking kind of like Matt was kind of saying how it's pretty much an old school. It looks very, they're looking very caramel,
mm-hmm.
that caramel IPA
except look. For them damn fieldwork guys.
Yeah, except for fieldwork. Fieldwork's like, you didn't say what yeast I could use. So.
You didn't say we couldn't haze it. You didn't say
we couldn't haze it.
Oops, our filter broke.
Whoops, we hazed it. My God. Jennifer Basil, come on, guys. Sorry, hazed it.
Oops. Damn it.
You just could not do it. They're like opposite of like the old school, old style, pale guy, old brewer IPA guy that won't even look at these adjunct or hazies or anything like that. They're like, and those guys are like, I don't need to make a hazy. I'll just make good straight IPA. And Fieldwork's just like, Jesus Christ, I can't make just an IPA.
You could put what in a beer?
But I can put so many other things.
Yeah. Get the accountants on the phone. We need to make a beer.
All right.
Wow. So there you go. Look out for your locally sourced Resilience IPA.
Your local this resilient.
Weekend. They're happening around, I think,
and
Full Circles is getting released this weekend too.
That's cool. All the locals are saying that I saw Worst Beer Blog was like putting out there like, is there any places that are going to have like a tap takeover of different Resilience IPAs?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that sort of breaks the rules. Like Matt's sort of mentioned it before, where you can't distribute the Resilience. You can only basically make it for your.
Well, they're saying brewery. Draft only.
Right. So you have to do some keg trading.
So you can't.
Low key keg trading so to get more than one.
I think
one.
It goes against the rules to if you're like, if you're going to put a bunch of the Resilient different. Resilience IPAs and say a beer bar that wouldn't be technically that's not allowed. You have to do it yourself.
Uh-huh.
You could get crowlers. Just you have to do the work. You guys got to go around and get crowlers of different resilience and then do it yourself and go in. Then you can go into a spokeasy with all your resilience variants and then. You can have fun at the end of the bar with all your beer geek friends.
Fun.
There's ways to do it. You just can't officially do it.
Nice. Resilience Beer Camp.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Make a beer camp for resilience. You could see who actually knows how to brew beer.
That's what it's really all about. Make fun of your friends. Speaking of big beer cities, do you guys know who is now biggest city with most breweries?
Well, I know, but
oh, you saw?
Yeah,
this.
I want to hear you say it.
Okay, so Denver is up there.
Denver's up. What place is Denver?
Denver's number two.
Number two, man. That doesn't make sense to me, because in my head canon, San Diego number one, Portland number two.
Ah.
Okay. Doesn't make sense.
Did I not write down Portland? I did not. San Diego is fourth or fifth.
You're, okay. San Diego, number of breweries is fourth. San Diego's fourth.
Okay. I did write that down correctly then.
Mm-hmm. You got it right. Portland doesn't make it.
Chicago, so I didn't miss them.
Chicago Tribune's top five beer cities.
Oh, you got a real news source.
And it's sort of controversial, because they obviously went with they didn't go proper. They went regional. They didn't go city. Proper. They went all suburbs, city and all suburbs.
Aha. That explains a little bit of it.
So who's number one?
Chicago.
Chicago. And Denver's number two.
Mm-hmm.
Number three.
Seattle.
That doesn't sound right to me. Seattle.
But see, that must be the same thing. It must be all the different directly connected suburbs.
They must be... It's like even pulling in Tacoma, which is, I don't consider Tacoma a suburb of Seattle. It's a decent distance away. But it's its own thing.
When we were there, I don't remember many being, well, in downtown Seattle anyway. Like Fremont was just outside the city, and they're all on the outskirts of town. In the different boroughs, I guess. I don't know. Whatever you call them.
Right. That is, wow.
Like, some of the islands had a brewery, so they must count all the islands around Seattle.
That's a lot of counting. For Seattle, they have, it has Chicago at 167, Denver at 158, Seattle at 153, San Diego finally gets there at 150.
Is that all?
Is that all? And Fresno comes right in there at eight.
Oh, man. Yep. We're right behind, we're between LA and New York, right?
Yeah. Yeah. LA comes, rounds out the top five with 146. So yeah, they use like a huge, like, I think, I want to say like a 60 mile radius. Which I guess is a way to do it.
How are you influenced by beer?
We did our own thing a while ago of like what's local.
Mm-hmm.
We considered Firestone out the outer rim of our local beer.
Yep.
And Kern River, we considered it outer rim local beer, but. I guess Chicago Tribune does the same system.
Never ending suburban sprawl that goes on for an hour or more of interstate driving in every direction.
Oh.
To quote the article.
Never ending sprawl.
Yeah.
Hear that, so, Seattle? You're sprawl city.
They're sprawling. They're cheating.
Bunch of sprawl. Like, we thought Fresno was sprawl.
They're man
sprawl. These people sprawl. These cities sprawl. We don't really sprawl.
So, yeah. It goes on. They say that is actual breweries in an area, not per capita. Because there's smaller cities that have a higher per capita.
Right.
But this is...
Like, I think Portland's per capita actually is higher than San Diego's per capita.
Yes.
I think Portland might even be number one per capita, but
still Seattle, 87.
Oh, really? Seattle wins per capita and sheer number?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. This was back. This is the 2013
count. They're comparing back in the day numbers.
Portland was on the list in 2013. They were two. Then San Diego, then Denver. So 20, so 5 year distance.
Dude, check that in 10 years. Sacramento might be in there.
Yeah.
They got a bunch.
Can we be Sacramento's sprawl?
No. Yes.
Count us in? No? All right. I don't know.
It can take a hell of a lot of breweries to do that.
Just put all breweries along 99.
If you touch the 99, you're counted.
Count.
Tick mark.
What else, Nick? You have more things?
One more. One last one. Sunday was...
Sunday!
Metallica and Fresno Day.
And Metallica God!
They are promoting on their Instagram a finder map for the Internight beer they did with Stone Brewing. And they posted it to their Instagram.
Nice.
So if you're looking for that beer... They listed all the bars that it was available at. And I think Matt found one at the show. I didn't see it.
I did. I saw his picture. He found one.
Mm-hmm. So somewhere in Save Mart Center, they were serving it.
Yep.
How did that happen? Where was it at? Or do I? Well, let's wait for Binkhoff, maybe.
The first beer booth I walked up to. Nah, okay. It said, Internight.
Hey, bro. Come here.
Yeah, and they had 16-ounce cans right there.
No, I've never had beer.
Yeah.
Well, you want to try this, bro.
It's whenever you're going for beer at the Save Mart Center, you don't go to the actual concession stands towards the center.
Oh, that was a bullshit.
You go to the carts.
Don't go to that bullshit. What are you going to that corporate concession? Go over here to the indie concession.
They only have draft. That's why you don't go there. Yeah, I know. You go to the other ones, they have cans or bottles, and that's usually where you can find something different. Mm-hmm. Cause with taps, they usually,
I found a House of Pendragon there at the Foo Fighters show.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah.
Pendragon.
I closed them out too.
Pop that keg.
Yeah. That's what I do. So all the girls love me.
So, wow.
See, that guy's a keg bopper. Hey, how's it going?
So this is the Arrogant Consortia Beer and Events Finder. And you put in your city and they tell you where it's available. So Goldstein's came up.
Oh.
The Fast and Easy.
What?
The Pick and Go. The You Save Liquor.
All our gas station liquor stores.
And the Mad Duck Brewing Company.
Oh, and Mad Duck.
So these were all, I guess because I was at Save Mart
Center.
These are all Ducks, within 2 miles
next
of
to Save Mart.
2 miles of where I was at that moment. So I thought that was interesting. They are.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Someone in their social media is taking notice.
Mm-hmm. They have Metallica has somebody on their social media, actually.
Maybe it's Lars.
It's paying attention. Yeah, Lars. It's all about the social media. I heard there was some pretty cool drone action at this Metallica show. somebody said, like, yeah, does anyone think about if one of those drones hits Lars' head, everything's over?
Would that be the worst thing? The worst part of the night?
Yeah. All right.
They were flying rather close.
Ooh.
But they were all in unison, so I think it's all right.
Drones. Metal?
Yes.
They built a song around it, so why not?
All right. Drones or metal? It's been decided. Is it metal?
Is it metal? Sometimes plastic.
That was for you, Dorktown listeners out there. What else, Nick?
That was all. That is my news for the evening.
I think we need a new beer. I nominate Nick.
Oh, boy. Louis, stop saying things like that.
Well, Louis, I can't control what the dog says.
Can't control the dog.
I can't control what the dog says. I have a question for Matt as a
I see what's going on here.
Oh, wait. Fridge mic.
Hello.
Fridge mic's
hello.
Like, Fridge Mike was gone last week. It's back. It's
You're just not trying over. To get me out of the room so you and Matt could have a private conversation.
Yep. Have you ever? Cause light is a huge factor in, aging beer quicklier.
Mm-hmm.
Aging beer. And I have heard tale of, I forget where I heard this, probably on a beer podcast, of beer geeks that are so hyper about the light affecting the beer that will actually cover their beer if they're in an outdoor beer garden. Wow. Nick's really getting into it over there.
Taking a survey.
That will cover their beer with a napkin as to not have they're so adamant about the light not affecting their beer that they'll cover their beer with a napkin. Have you ever seen that?
Seen it? No.
Have you heard of that?
No.
This is the first you've heard of that.
But I can imagine, I don't know the actual time scale of how long it takes, but you know, a bottle kept warm in sunlight, it would probably only be a mere hours where it could be affected by the rays and the temperature. So, you know, if somebody is sitting there long enough to drink a beer, there's a possibility that the UV rays beating down on them could change how their beer tastes.
So there's
as possible. Well as temperature.
So now I have to cover my beers when I'm in an outdoor beer garden. Are there any UV rays indoors? Are the UV rays, is it count? I'm asking dumb questions because that's what I'm here for. Just ask my wife. The UV rays count if they're coming through a window. Is that still the same UV yes. ray? The glass is not affected, not
unless
stopping the UV.
There is a film that filters out UV rays.
Okay, yeah. You're right.
If you're in a building that's 50 years old or older.
Obviously, it's not filtering a Corona's. Corona's in a clear glass bottle, and that's terrible. So obviously, it's not. So obviously, I just freaking figured out my own dumb question that glass does not filter any UV rays.
Modern glass does.
Modern glass?
Yeah. They have a film, thin film coating to block UV.
Does a Corona bottle have a thin?
Oh, I thought you meant the windows of the doors.
Well, yeah, I do. I am, but now I'm asking about
beer bottles.
Corona bottle,
do not
though.
Have no.
So they say, I believe it varies between between clear, green, blue, and brown. That's like, I think brown is somewhere around the 60% range. It filters out just because of its opacity, but it still lets light and UV and temperature, obviously, into the liquid.
That's why cans are always better. That's why you went up against Vinny from Russian River.
So
not the bottle versus can debate.
Yes. So, I mean, cans have the possibility of having higher oxygen, but if you have that on point, yes, there'll be no light or less of a chance of UV rays getting through metal. But that definitely is on your side.
Can you believe it? I mean, it wasn't that long ago, guys, that we were like, cans started taking over. At least I was just like, oh, no, can't have beer, have cans. All these cans, it's bottle only.
I've always welcomed them.
And now we're on the other side of it, and we're like, duh, cans.
Duh.
Cans, way better.
So don't be drinking near your fish tank then, if that's the case.
Oh, yeah. Fish is getting all that UV.
Oh, and by the way, some people say that certain types of lighting also affect beer.
Mm. Like fluorescent versus...
And if for some reason you had UV light bulbs in your house, whatever.
Yeah, like in the fish tank.
Yeah, in the fish tank. But... I think LED is okay.
Hmm. All right. Good to know. More research will be done. This is good. All right, we got some new beers. We got beers going around. We got a show. It's all fun.
I love gold.
16-ounce can, obviously. What, are there any other size cans anymore? Oh, I mean, come on. What we got? Nick, what is it? What is it?
It's a beer from Excel Perro Oatmeal Cookie by 42 North.
Disappointed there's no cinnamon.
Aurora, New York.
Ooh. Thank you, Excel Perro, for the beer donation and for the one for producer Becky.
What?
Yep. The
what?
Excel Perro sent a double of this one for producer Becky, and just so you know, XL, she loved it. And now I've got to find this all the time for her. So thanks a lot, jerk.
Says cinnamon. I don't get cinnamon.
Oatmeal cookie.
I'm just happy it's more of a oatmeal raisin than oatmeal chocolate chip.
It is. It is definitely oatmeal raisin.
English brown ale.
Which is the
correct made with locally toasted oats, raisins, vanilla, molasses, and cinnamon.
And don't even think about oatmeal craisin. Just get out.
Oh, God. Does that exist?
No, but I could hear somebody going, what about craisin?
No. No. Listen to Risen Tobles.
He knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail?
Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving? Milkshake's kicking in.
The milkshake IPA is already kicking in. 559-492-0542 is a voicemail line of the perfect pour that you can leave your 3-minute beer show on there and we'll listen to it. That's what you want to do. Or you can email it. Better yet, email it to us. Record something on your phone. Send it to us. perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. And we're going to start with those. We're going to start with the email voicemails this week. Thank you guys for calling in, helping the show out. And who's the first one this week? It's coming. Don't.
But it starts with hate, guys.
Don't think it's not coming because it super is.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
I'm
about to be driving. So I realized that the last message I left, I said it was December 6th, I think, and it was actually December 5th. And today is December 6th. And you know when December 6th lies or falls or happens? In the world between worlds.
Scotty B.
So the new show hasn't dropped yet. So I don't know what's been said or done on the new show. It's Thursday. I'm waiting for the new show. And, yeah, I call it the World Between Worlds. And if you're like a major
World Between World show guy,
fanatical Star Wars geek,
me,
you'll know what that's a reference to. It's not from the movies, though. It's from other things with Star Wars.
Mikey has squinty eyes right now.
Between Worlds. That's where I'm at right now. So I just thought I'd burn up one of my voicemails just to say, hey, I said the wrong date. And there's something else that's alcohol related. The strawberry milkshake IPA cider, I think it has a good enough level of strawberry, but for some reason, even though I use just as much hops as I used in the pineapple version of it, I don't think it's hoppy enough. And it's already mostly carbonated. If I dry hop it now, and the keg's almost to the top, if I drop it in the keg now, oh man, it's going to like foam and explode. I'm going to have to like put that cap on like really quick. It's going to be mess. It's going to be messy, but it's not hoppy enough yet. But I'm still drinking it, though. Is it still tasty?
It got used.
And I think it's strawberry enough. It's not like over-the-top strawberry, but you can tell. You can taste the strawberry. Anyway, it's about all that's happening in the world between worlds. All right, keep up the great work. I'm about to go to work and be driving.
And be driving. Junk.
Take care.
All right. The World Between Worlds show. That's a new podcast by Scotty B. It's about that weird time when usually nobody but Scotty B leaves a voicemail when it's between the recording and the actual posting of the show. No one really calls but Scotty B, mm-hmm. the world between worlds. I enjoy it.
He's always thinking.
Yeah. So a good new show from the Dorktown Network called World Between Worlds. A little bit of brewing advice. I want more Scotty B brewing advice. Just saying, Scotty B. Because we don't have enough home brewing advice on here. Oh, is this another new show?
Hi, Pepper Poor. This is Colin.
What?
And this Colin. Is Janine, Boulder Beer Girl.
My tag is Colin for Life on Untapped. And this is
the Imperfect Pour.
Yes! We have some things we'd like to talk about with you guys today. Some
ready.
Of them are interesting. I mean, I thought maybe for the holidays we could have some discussion. Mm-hmm.
First of all,
you mean the holidays?
Like to talk about 21st Amendment.
21st Amendment. So that's when they stopped
prohibition.
The prohibition. Yeah, yes. that's very interesting. Very cool.
I think they're trying to do NPR stuff.
I just noticed that from the show notes. I just. Just letting you know.
It's very cute.
So, yeah. So, that was when... So, apparently, they're going to distribute in Colorado. The 21st Amendment's going to be here. But we haven't seen Tasty IPA anywhere.
Uh-oh. But when we do, we'll make sure to get it.
I know that nice fellow Matt. He had a recco on that.
Fellow
Matt. Yes, Matt. He's a good guy.
He is a nice man, isn't he?
What I do?
What a good guy, Matt.
Yeah, Tasty recco.
And we kind of did one pass for... Goose Island Bourbon County.
Yeah, we did. Style. We have one right here, though, and we thought we'd open it. This really is a whole bottle.
Don't do it.
Goose Island Bourbon County Brand Style.
It's a Budweiser beer.
Comes to my mind, Colin, when we open this?
No, I don't.
Would you like me to sing a praise?
Yeah, if you like.
It's I like Bud and I don't care. I like Bud and I don't care.
You like Bud and you don't care.
Bourbon County Stout is mine to taste.
So we're going to try it right now. So I'm going to open it and put the recording device down.
I feel like I should cut the actual show opening off.
Of oh, boy. Look what you started.
I didn't know this was a big
it's
beer show.
It's probably too cold to be drinking, though. I mean, I know it's wintry cold and the holidays are here.
I love gold!
Wow.
It's be pretty delicious. I don't know. It's only cost $15 a bottle for this.
It's the only big beer that we line fest for. Or not, I can't say we. I can really say
only big beer only that has a line fest.
So it was a very cold morning, but I woke up and I got it, and it was really delicious. So, I don't know if it's delicious. We're going to try right now. So.
That's funny. Colin.
So cheers. I know
cheers
it,
to you.
It's funny to
cheers.
Me. Thank you, Janine.
Mm. Oh, it's super delicious.
That's pretty heavenly.
Nick would love this.
Nick
no,
would
don't
love it,
say
but can't
things
drink
like
it.
That.
No. So, Colin, can we talk about tap room size? Because, you know, this show was by popular demand. So
mm-hmm. It was. They asked for the.
I do want to get their opinion
our tap
on tap
room size. So I agree with M. Gale. Bigger the better.
Bigger is good.
Bigger is good. But
tap rooms, guys. Tap
again,
rooms.
I don't like Gale's it to be so crowded okay. that there's so many millennials. And dogs and children that you cannot sit down.
I feel like that's everywhere we go.
No, not River North.
Well, no, that's true. River North Brewing Company is not about
sit
down. That.
So we just went to Four Noses tonight, and Four Noses is super crowded. And you're lucky to get a spot. But River North is more like...
There's a shih tzu. Take it up
it's
my seat.
It's pretty fantastic. Like, you can always get a spot there. And, you know, if there's nobody there, you can
he's
sit there and
all
have
the milkshake,
a conversation with the...
Hey, buddy! There's two cans to a person.
A bartender.
So how we get about the steps and cheers.
Can buy a bottle.
Cheers to everyone. To
Mike
Montoya.
Hell yeah. That dude brought it. He came out to Denver. We didn't get a call
hey,
last
don't
week.
Don't take our great. Listeners in Perfect Pour.
Company. We had to get it, you guys. It was great.
Poachers.
Cheers to him.
Cheers to him. And so Single Cam also...
We sent him some beer.
He sent us beer.
He sent us beer, and then we reciprocated.
And we're reciprocating.
And this is awesome. And hopefully he'll tag us on Untapped when he drinks his beer.
Yeah, either way. Like, this is all the Perfect Pour, bringing everybody together, doing fun things, having Guinness.
You're welcome.
So keep up
the good work,
guys.
That's Ford Hammer.
And that's it for the Imperfect Pour.
Imperfect Pour. Sorry, you guys. Sorry.
Bye. Sorry.
Bye.
Yes. Yes.
I did not mean to do that. It just happened.
Well, hopefully they got their hands on some of Pete's famous sweaty balls.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. I love to hear the podcast within our podcast. The Imperfect Pour. So we had the World Between Worlds show, the Imperfect Pour, and then we could just have regular voicemails or another show. I don't know.
Hey, guys. Audio Alvarado here, a.k.a. Mexican Biericano. Hey, it's been a while.
What's up, bro?
How you guys been? I feel like I haven't talked to you in forever.
Right? It's all right.
I've been pretty busy myself. Finishing off my last semester of college.
Whoa.
Yeah, trying to find a job.
I've been finishing
off my last semester. You guys were talking about last week, you were talking about how, you're talking about that Goose Island Bourbon County? Yeah, Bourbon County. And how everybody's going nuts about it, and it's bio beer, blah, 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 things like that. I work at a restaurant where we have 72 different beers on tap, and we were able to get the Bourbon County, and we have a lot of different breweries on our tap lines, and we try to keep it microbrewery, but we threw that one on, and honestly, I actually kind of sell it to my customers. The only reason being, like, I don't want to support Budweiser more than the other craft beer lover, but, we're charging $15 for a 10-ounce pour.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you, when I'm serving tables and I get, three, four, or five tables in a night
ordering
the Bourbon County, It racks up the bill a little bit, so makes me feel pretty good because means more money in my pocket.
More tip money.
So, yeah, that's the only reason I would sell that beer. But I mean, other than that, I don't support it. I don't even know if I've tasted it yet. I don't even know if it's good. Yeah, I don't know. But we did have a Sierra Nevada kind of takeover last week, and we had. I had my first experience with narwhal.
Nice.
That shit's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the Trippin' in the Woods series. We had two of them. We had
very nice
the maple scotch ale, which was fucking phenomenal. I loved that beer. And we had the narwhal with coconut and coca. Chocolate. I don't know. It was delicious. It was phenomenal. I'm not usually a barrel-aged kind of guy, nor a heavy stout guy, but holy shit, that was delicious. And then, of course, we had a hazy little thing, kind of like the throwaway beer. But I mean, it's not bad. It's not bad, but it was kind of like the, everybody's had it. Yeah, nothing special. Anyway, that's all I wanted to talk to you guys about today. Hope you guys have a great day. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Bye. Right. It's some narwhal.
Oh, look at that.
Proper. Proper stuff. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I have yet to have this maple.
Don't support the Bourbon County, but hey, makes better tip money when those suckers order that Bourbon County, so what the hell?
Hey, there you go. I like that. He recommends it, but has never had it.
Oh, I recommend it. Our highest. Our most expensive beer. I recommend that. Have you had it? No. I'm sure it's worth it.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Whoa. Double Scotty.
This is another episode of the Scotty B Beer Podcast.
Yes. Oh, now it's the Scotty
B. And on this episode, I discussed something beery that happened to me yesterday. So picture this. This is yesterday morning. I'm getting ready for work. And I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to make me a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Sure.
And take it to work for lunch.
Sure.
And so I found the peanut butter. I found the bread. No problem. Those are easy to find.
Good. Good job, Skyby.
Where the jelly? I'm looking all through the fridge.
I can't find
the jelly. And then I look way in the back on one of these lower shelves. And the jelly's back there, and guess what else is back there on its side? A forgotten Spaceways from Modern Times. I got a 4-pack of Spaceways like a week and a half ago.
That's
and apparently, one of them fell over and rolled to the back of the fridge. That was a pleasant surprise. And if I wasn't about to go to work, I would have drank it. But you know what I did? I didn't drink it before going to work. I made my peanut butter jelly sandwich. I went to work all day knowing there was a Spaceways waiting for me. That Nelson-y,
it makes for a long
juicy goodness waiting for me at home. And I drank it when I got
home. Some good Spaceways.
And it filled me with joy. It really did. I was very pleased. So I think I'm going to go get another 4-pack on my way home from work tonight. Yep. Okay.
The Save Mart at Bourbon West
Scotty
has
D
them.
Beer podcast.
Save Mart Bourbon West has a lot
for this
of them.
Week. Or I don't do it every week. It's only if I have something that's strictly beer related.
And I want to hear brewing tips, Scotty B.
Or when I think of it, that's when I do the Scotty B. Beer podcast show. All right, so that's about all I got. Hope to see you folks Saturday. You know what's happening Saturday, December 15th.
Yeah.
I don't think I need to tell you again. I think you know. So, keep up the great work. And I'm podcasting.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Oh, man. There's another podcasting beer celebrity that's going to be out there at Zach's Brewing / Rush Day on Saturday. It's going to be fat.
Hey, what's up, Perfect Pour? It's Long Beach John here.
Fire Dog. Fire Dog
Brewing. For the first time in a long time.
On social media.
As you can imagine, I've been a little busy.
No.
Trying to put together my own project, but I'm a little behind listening to last week's episode.
This is our next taproom update.
We had the Zach's Brewing crew in, and that's awesome. I know it's a really big day for them coming up. Really big day in the Perfect Pour world all together with the grand opening of Zach's and the Line Fest that'll be happening at Tioga. I know there's rumors that Chew Your Beer is going to try and make a late appearance.
I don't think it's going
to
happen.
Yeah, I can imagine it's perhaps like it's frowned upon, but I can imagine a lot of your listeners are going to be showing up there. Would love to, but my wife and I are going to the Las Vegas Bowl. So,
Fresno State, bro.
State, and my wife went to Fresno State, so we
are
a little bit of
a house divided
right now.
Did I know this?
First time in all the years we've been together that our schools have faced off against one another.
Ooh, ASU so versus Fresno
State.
We kind
of pull for one another.
Same day.
You know,
rush day.
Pull for one another's teams. So first time going up against one another, you know, gloves are coming off. But yeah, anyways, I don't know if any of your listeners will be in Vegas for the Fresno State, Arizona State game. If so,
probably.
If anybody wants a little impromptu, get it. Hit me up on the Instagram at Fire Dog Brewing. I don't know what we're doing after the game, but we'll be there Saturday night. So, yeah. Other than that, I just want to say, as always, keep up the good work, guys. And go Devils.
Arizona State Sun Devils. Sun Devils. Trent from Get Off My Podcast, Arizona State guy, because he lives in Tempe, which is the town that Arizona State is in, playing Fresno State football in Las Vegas for the Las Vegas Bowl, same day that Rush Day / Zach's Brewing is happening on that evening.
Wow.
So a lot going on for Fresnans this day on the 15th. Big day. Big day.
How much are you going to tip Steven to put that game on his screen?
Steven's going to have to see. Well, we had this discussion. He doesn't know anything that's going on. All I got to do is commandeer the remote and get that on. But he's going to know enough to have the Fresno State game on, right?
No, do not.
Don't count
do not assume that.
It also depends if he has the channel.
Ooh.
Because wouldn't that be ESPNU?
It would. Sometimes Fresno State's on the ESPN. Las Vegas Bowl probably on a better station than ESPN.
Well, if it's on two, then obviously anybody can have it.
It'll be on a higher ranking channel than ESPNU. So, if he has all the basic sports
Sports
channels, and he'll be able to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have it. Got to have that for the state game, bro.
Man.
Come on. Got to beat them Sun Devils, Pac-12 team. Mountain West versus Pac-12. Got to win. Get out. All right, guys. Are you guys doing all right?
We're doing great.
Good.
Yep.
Good, good.
Great peep.
Got some more podcasts to listen to.
What?
Or shows or
what are the perfect words for you to be here? Guess what I'm doing? I'm chilling.
What's up, Jules?
Nice. Well, I've been drinking a lot, Holmes. That's good. Drinking a,
October is over. Sober-tober is way over.
Delicious hazy IPA, Holmes. Mikey, I was going to save you some and send it. But I said, no, nah, Holmes, that fool never sends me anything.
That's right.
So I just drank it. Shit. I'm kidding, Holmes. When I get another four-pack, I'll make sure you get some. Also drank some beers by New World Ales. They're sincerely the IPA. That beer was amazing, Holmes. Also had a kick it West Coast. So I had a couple IPAs by El Segundo. I had an IPA from a cloud called... double Dover hoppy, amazing beer, very piney, very bitter.
Band in town called it's, Double Doors.
Old school Holmes. Also had their nitro porter.
Yeah, doors covers.
Coffee porter, nitro. However you put it, I don't know what in what order it goes, but that was a good beer, Holmes. Also had that 35K. That beer is delicious, Holmes. I had to go back and get some more of that by Against the Grain. What else did I drink? Drank so much stuff, Holmes, I don't remember.
That's the way to be.
Other than that, Holmes, today's a soft opening for Zach's Brewery. Wish I was there. It's a friends and family. I'm a friend, and I feel like I'm family. I should be there, right?
Also,
in 3 days, it's grand opening, and I won't be there. So please have a beer for me, Holmes. Have a chocotazo. As a matter of fact, make your first beer.
First beer.
Chocotazo, Holmes.
I agree. I was thinking about this today.
And to you and to the whole crew and the listeners and the whole just idealisms of chocotazo. Bringing people together in the holidays, Holmes. What else? Wish I could be there. Eventually, I'll make it out there, and we'll have a good time. That's it. Scotty B., I miss you, buddy. Pack me up a couple. Let me get like four cases of chocotazo and then a case of everything
can't
else.
Can't do it on opening
Zach
weekend.
Brewing.
Can't
Zach,
do it.
I'm very proud of you. Congratulations. Have fun. Don't stress out. Make the 15th a monumental happy day. Don't stress out on it, Holmes. Everybody there is just friends and family, Holmes. Orale, it's chew your beer and celebrating the opening, Holmes. Celebrations, that's it. I have to watch it, Holmes. Peace out, eh?
Check your dates. You.
That's good advice. Good advice, man.
Check your dates.
Just to the Zachs. All the Zachs there. Just, hey, man. Everyone's friends, family. Just relax and just have fun. Take the money and have fun. Take that money. Have a good day. It's going to be It's going to be perfect pour all day. There's going to be somebody. I mean, Scotty B. I'm imagining Scotty B is going to be there all day. I'm just thinking. This Saturday.
Gentlemen of the perfect pour. Uh-oh. This is Benj Clark checking in.
Hi, Benj.
And there's a spring in my step. Just went to get it. We got it. It was good. Me and XL Perro and Ooh. Paul. And Stuart and Stuart. Mrs. Stuart.
Whoa!
All met up at Russian River Windsor, the new big
That's
joint
a fucking
up
get
here.
It.
And
Stuart sure?
was had by all, as I used to say in the social pages. So, anyway, that's kind of it. I mean, this place is enormous. It's impressive, and I think we all enjoyed it, and you'll probably hear from those guys in turn. But anyway, sorry, Paul, it's taken so long for us to get it together.
Wow.
Even though we're practically neighbors, and thank you to XL for coming out all the way from Buffalo, had to thaw out and come out for a visit and get us all together, because that's fantastic. So anybody else who's thinking about checking out the Bay Area, North Bay, want to come in, hey, Paul and I will come meet up sometime, or we'll sure give it a good try. So anyway, onward and upward we go. I hope we'll hear more from XL. He had quite an itinerary planned for some beer venturing. So anyway, that's it from me. You guys, you keep up the good work. We'll talk more soon.
Bye.
Did not see that coming.
Oh, man. You ever in Marin, look up Iron Springs Pub in Fairfax.
And if he's not there, look at the BevMo.
If he's not there, yeah, go to the BevMo parking lot.
Check the BevMo.
And then after that, go up and check out Russian River and find Benj.
Benj is just going to set up a cubicle office in Russian River. That's how big it is.
You should.
Literally the perfect port for your beer with a quick little Chocotazo history, Holmes. Ooh, check it out, Holmes. February 2016. I go to Riverside Wicks Brewery. My wife pays for me to do a brew session on a BOP system, that's brew on premise system, 20 gallon batch. I punch in my recipe into their Beer-O-Matic machine, and it spits out the recipe. I brew this beer. 3 weeks later after fermentation, I go back, I bottle it, and I label it. I create my own labels. That old label with the teacup, because I use the English yeast in homage for McLeod Ales, because they're an English brewery. So I send it out. People like it. And that same year, December 3rd, 2016, I visit Fresno. I take over your podcast. I take over your voicemails. We have an amazing fun time. It's a great weekend. And I supposedly do a collabo brew with Steven Zach and Scotty B, but Steven Zach did all the work over at his garage in his own little homebrew system. They send it out to me the following year because, you know, after they bottle it, they send it out. I get some labels created by Scotty in New York. I put those labels on. I send some beers out, send some to Scotty so he can enjoy because he created that label. And then the following year, nothing really happens. But Zach or Steven and Scotty rebrew it, and they make it with hot peppers. And I think they changed a couple of things on the recipe. And then so that's 2017. Now 2018, it becomes a household item. It becomes a retail item, a real thing that you can purchase and enjoy at home. So Chocotazo is not only just something that I created.
Toilet, a sink, and a Chocotazo is something that
the community created. Chocotazo is a holiday beer, Holmes. It's
like Die Hard.
Chocotazo has done a lot of things in December. So I'm not saying it's a holiday beer, but I'm just saying it's a beer to enjoy with family and friends. At the end of the day, this beer has more history behind it in such a little time span of only 3 years than a lot of other beers out there, as I see it, because I have a lot to do with it. But not only myself, but you guys, because the only reason it got to Zach was because of you guys and Scotty B. And I'm speechless. It's an amazing thing that has happened, not only to me, but to all of us. We're all part of this, man. We all had to do something with Chocotazo. We're all beer geeks, and I guess that's what happens, man. We make something happen, and we all get to enjoy it. So all I want to say is cheers, salutes to Zach Brewery and their grand opening, and cheers to everybody out there that has the opportunity to try it. I'm waiting for the UPS truck to pull up to my house with my 5 cases of Chocotazo and my 1 case of every item else that Steven is brewing. I'm kidding, Steven, but I will pay for the bill. So don't get upset. I will pay for it. Just let's make this shit happen, Holmes. That's it, man. I just hope I get some Chocotazo before Christmas. Other than that, man, Chocotazo,
cheers to everybody. Salud, love, Merry Christmas. Man, that's it. What else can I say? That's a quick little history
anything
of
else.
Chocotazo. Ahí te guacho. Peace out.
All right. Now we're all up to date. If you haven't been listening along the way, Chu just gave you a good update of all the history of Chocotazo. Don't forget the song. Don't forget Chocotazo song. Just made it, just went it next level when all of a sudden there was a Chocotazo song.
Chocotazo. A Chocotazo. A Chocotazo.
What's, is there an active beer? What's an active beer?
A Chocotazo. If your hana give you shit, you don't want to deal with it. Chocotazo. A Chocotazo. If you're running late to work and your body needs a perk.
I've been thinking that all week. If you're running late to work and your body needs a perk. Chocotazo. Still in voicemails. Now we're going traditional voicemails.
Hey guys, it's Florida Steve. Hey, Steve. I know. Long time no talk. But I figured I'd give you a call just to give you some news about the goings-on here in South Florida. Big news went due south, actually. Their trench day is coming up. January 15th will be the day of trench day this year. And big news with trench day, they're going back to bottles. They are no longer
they're all in on Vinny's Russian River take.
The 1 year, and they decided to put Mariana Trench back into bottles.
Ooh.
And they're actually going to have a special variant of Mariana Trench in bottles as well. But the closer Trench Day arrives, then they're going to release that information. Another thing, Nick. And the rest of you guys, I know I've sent Due South Citrify to you guys before, but, Mikey, you'll be happy to know, and Nick, I know you'll be a little disappointed, Citrify is now a hazy beer. I bought a 4-pack of Citrify just the other day at the brewery, and I opened up the first can. And it is hazy. It
guess
is no
what?
Longer the
it's
clear
hazy.
IPA that it used to be. And
they kept it hazy.
Yeah, I guess they decided to throw out the filter with Citrified and make it a hazy beer.
Damn.
So, sorry,
change the filter when you can haze it.
Yeah, the Haze Bros are even taking over here in South Florida. So that's all I got, guys. Keep up the great work and keep it hazy, bros.
No,
bye. Hazy,
bro. Do not. Keep it hazy.
Keep it hazy, bro. All right, guys. Having a good time? A lot of voicemails.
I was.
This week, huh?
Perfect. The haze cast came in.
You hazed it up.
I want to say massive congratulations to Zax and their brewery up and running. It was nice to hear them on the show.
Yeah. I'm
still listening to the show. I actually have about 48 minutes to go on the show. All the
number.
Just finished playing. We've had some great culture. But Mikey.
What did they do?
I thought, you know, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Maybe you played Scat It Out Loud later in the episode. But if you did it, as I told you in the forum last week, there will be problems. I'm waiting patiently. I'm going to give you another 48 minutes, and then I'll be calling back, likely with some issues. Otherwise, keep up the good work, guys.
Funny you should say that.
That wasn't loud enough, dude, bro. We got to crank it.
Dude, bro,
we got to crank it. I don't want to forget that. Stat It Out Loud. I'm not into it, but I guess Nick is. I don't know.
What? How could you not be into that?
I don't want to stat it out loud.
You guys are worse than 90s DJs on radio stations.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for weeks with my hoodie and the blowfish tape so I can record over the B-side.
We got to get a new producer board up.
Play it. Where's the request line? So I got to call a special
He's
line.
Been on hold for
Is
7 days.
Is there a request line? I just want to hear it. Doubt it. Shout it out loud.
There you go. It's on a second
Come on.
Time.
Slumber Jose. You know, I'm just... Maybe that's why Paul didn't call last week, because he was waiting, too, for you to play Shout It Out Loud. Mm. The guy went all that trouble to make it, and you're not even playing it.
These assholes aren't even playing it.
We'll give you props for Try Hop or Die.
As,
we'll give you props
as
for
Matt
that.
Pours
if
a
I
stout.
I can play Shout It Out Loud.
No.
Keep up the good work, guys.
I'm going to play it. You're going to be so sick of Stat It Out Loud by the end of this episode, you'll never request it again.
Good luck with that.
No way. We're having this midnight lightning going around the table still. Stout.
I think Mikey needs some more.
I do.
Hey, what's up, Hayes Bros? Paul from
hey, Paul.
Fairfax.
Hey, Paul.
Are you
talking to you guys?
Getting back from
that's me, his bros.
New Russian River in Windsor.
Where I
had to get it with Benj Clark, XL Perro, and XL Perro's son and daughter-in-law.
Stuart.
And man, we were drinking so many barrel-aged milkshake IPAs.
Good Lord.
And that's the next big thing.
Barrel-aged
milkshake IPAs. Mark my words.
Yeah.
Anyway, can I just tell you, Benj Clark, not surprisingly, is a super sweet, awesome dude. XL Perro, super awesome dude. His son and daughter-in-law, super awesome. So all in all, super awesome.
Man.
Super awesome event.
Too much
so,
awesome.
Yeah.
Too much awesome.
So, just wanted to call. And yeah, I'm sorry that we didn't call.
What?
During the
all
get
together.
It and do like a, you know, Willard.
Willard.
Yeah, but here I am calling after the fact. Postmortem. I had a Russian River Porter, which was fantastic. I had no hoppy beers at all.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Hoppy beers lately. And the porter's great. So, anyway, enough of that bullshit. Cheers. Keep up the good work. Keep it hazy and all that. All right. Talk to you later. Bye. Right,
see ya. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right, guys. Are you ready for the final voicemail of the week?
Start it. Start it.
You ready to start it out? Thank you, Paul. That epic get it.
Hey, perfect Paul, Fontana Jim. Calling over from
Fontana
the
Jim?
East Coast out in North Carolina this week for work.
Hey, you did make the wrong
Mike
turn at Albuquerque.
Comment there, Mikey, on the show reps page. Granted, it is a good resource, and I did use to contact both the North Carolina reps, and both of them are out of town this week.
Oops.
But I had to do a little bit of work. I had to do some homework, I guess, if you will. You don't note anywhere that their links are on their Instagrams. So I tried to find them for like 10 minutes on the old Twitters, and that didn't happen because they're both on Instagram.
All right.
Little notation or an icon or a picture or something like that. That'd be useful there, buddy.
All right.
Other than that, I'm calling listening. To RSVP that I will not be at the Zach's opening
on
Saturday
or
tomorrow.
Give us like a chance.
I've been in North Carolina all week, and Mrs. The Fontana Jim misses me. I will be spending Saturday adulting and parenting, and hopefully doing some.
Jim, where are you? I miss you.
So anyways, hope everything works out.
Stop being in North Carolina. I miss you, Jim.
Probably the first or second weekend of January. Probably first weekend of January. I'll let you guys know. I'll hit you up on the social medias, and as always. Keep up the good work, guys.
Jim, when are you coming home?
Jimmy. Fontana Jimmy.
Don't call me Jimmy, honey.
Fontana Jimmy.
The Fontana. When are you coming home? I miss you. I miss your face. I miss everything about you. I miss how you how you smell like choco tasso every day. You just come home. Just come home. God damn it.
Honey, I'm coming home. Don't you worry.
I miss my Jimmy.
And scene.
Thanks, not, everyone, for calling.
No tangent on that, even?
Is that, that was a, that was not a tangent. That was completely in character and in house.
In the wheelhouse. Even Louise.
Thanks,
says,
everyone. Tangent, thanks for the shows. The
tangent the great, out
this
loud.
Is the hour-long break of doing this podcast where we get to listen to you do your podcast. Thanks for calling. Perfect for podcast.
And thanks for Janine.
At gmail.com. Oh, look at you, Matt. That is a tricky wordplay.
Snuck it in there.
Wow. Oh, are we having fun? We're having fun. We're having beers and having good times. Who doesn't like to have fun? We do. We're not your typical beer podcast, of which there's many of them. Damn it. The freaking looking for a board op stuff is annoying sometimes.
Looking out for beers. Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Yeehaw. That was a good show, Yeehaw. Great show. You guys are too young. You don't remember Yeehaw. You don't remember Yeehaw.
I know it existed.
I know that it was a show.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, what are you looking out for?
Silva Brewing posted that they still have bottles of Silva Stout. So
what?
Still looking out for those.
Possible?
I don't know.
What are you guys doing in Paso Robles, Central Coast, by the way, that there are still Silva Stout bottles left?
So still looking out for those. I have a guy in the area, so he might be able to bring me one back.
When's and that guy? Then, when are we going to see that guy? We haven't seen him in a while. 20 bags.
Oh, different guy.
Oh, different guy.
I don't know. I think I'm going to go visit Tony for his birthday.
I would think
in
Tony
January.
Bags would be here for rush day and Zach's Brewing opening Tony Bags.
I can't remember. He was saying
he goes up and down to California to all these beer events. Mm-hmm. And somehow he's not going to be at Rush Day?
No Rush Day?
Bunch of bullshit, man.
Wow.
I'll remember that. Don't think I won't remember that.
It's in my moleskin.
Mm-hmm. He will be here Friday night after Christmas. That's when he'll be in town.
After? Christmas? What the hell kind of day is that to come to town?
There's no beer happening after Christmas.
No.
Beer shuts down between Christmas and New Year's. Doesn't everybody know
it's
that?
It's a wasteland.
There's no beer.
It's like Scotty B's World Between Worlds show. Jesus Christ, Tony Bags. What else, Matt? Looking out for? You more looking out for us?
There's a little brewery called Modern Times.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Oh, up in Portland? Portland's Modern Times. Yes.
Portland's Modern Times.
16-ounce cans of their Nitro Black House.
Ooh. Now Nitro. Being filled. Filling them up right now. Mm-hmm. I hope the can circumference chocolate. Is proper when they fill them.
Uh-oh. What are you trying to say? Oh.
The whole Russian River debate.
Oh.
But the can.
Yes, the indexing tool for the cans.
All the surface area of the can. It's more surface area.
Right.
That was the argument.
There you go.
Too much surface area.
You're still trying to beat that dead horse?
Nah. I'm just trying to start. He's
trying to feed that fed horse.
Yeah. kept that horse fed. That horse is still alive. They got to keep it alive.
Yep. So those are beers I'm looking out for.
Two all birds right. with one scone.
Nick. You're looking out for stuff. Beer releases. Looking what are you looking out for, man?
Now, I'm still wondering.
Unicorns. You remember unicorn beers?
Where's the hell is the double dry hop Orderville?
Oh.
The hell, Modern Times.
Is that a thing?
In the tall, extra tall cans.
A DDH Orderville?
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? What are you guys doing down there? Or up there?
They're not putting it in the
Fresno. Portland's messing them up, man. Portland's great. Influencing them. They're like, you don't need the double dry hop stuff.
Portland, where things come by truck.
Portland, where all our IPAs have caramel. Heavy on the caramel.
Wow. But selfishly, I am looking out for all of the Zach's Brewing this weekend.
Oh, yeah. It's a good lookout for. Cannot wait. We already had it, though.
I'm just going to walk in there.
Had it.
You get to have it in the building. And get on the board. Have you had a beer where you're on the board?
I'm going
to
sweep the board. Sweep the board. Hashtag sweep the board.
I read an article that, it's like top 10 things of a good brewery. And they're like, oh, it has a messy menu and this and that. And then they were just like, oh, it encourages people that aren't tickers to come in. It's just like tickers is an uptrending thing. And I was like, oh, here we go.
Uptrending thing.
Oh, boy.
From 10 years ago. Tickers are over.
So, as previously mentioned, XL and Benj Clark mm-hmm. and Paul had to get it. Mm-hmm. Did you guys see in the background of that photograph? If you look closely, Windsor's got a chalkboard.
Oh, was it a chalkboard? I was looking at the board in the back. I didn't notice... Mm-hmm. What style it was. I did see there was on the forum in Facebook, the Facebook group, there was a picture, this picture of this Get It. Yeah. And that was like after about 5 seconds of looking at the Get It, I was like, I started zooming into the background. Uh-huh. I was like, what's on that board? What's on that Russian River board? Let me look at that board.
What's the board?
Well, all those look like good beers back there. Oh my gosh, chalkboard. Yeah, can I? I didn't see an untapped system, but imagine. Come on, Russian River doesn't have to do anything.
Nope,
they don't want to do. That's the beauty of being Russian River.
Except somehow figure out how to contain the line fest.
Right. Yeah, they have to know how to manage a line. That's the one thing they do have to do besides. Brewing excellent beer. Any more looking out for us?
That'll do,
Peak. Magnify Brewing Twinning DDH Imperial IPA with lactose and 8% with Mosaic and Moteca. Wow. New Jersey's Magnify.
Lost me at lactose.
Oh, come on, bro. Give it to me. Revision Brewing's Mindful Fermentation. I'm seeing a lot of good reviews from people I respect on the social medias. Like Hazy Hoppings was saying it's ridiculously juicy and smooth. So, all right. Smooth. I'd like to try it. And this one. Oh, my gosh. This is all the label art is culminating in this. Finally, Alvarado Street's the... It's called Altered Yeast,
which is
a playoff of Altered Beast, the Genesis game, Altered Beast, that when you bought the Sega Genesis, the package game was Altered Beast. Rise from your grave and save my daughter. Well, this can art is all Altered Beast themed.
Wow.
And I need to have it. I don't give a shit about the beer. I just need to have that can. It is literally above my head right there.
Ooh, my goodness.
Sega Genesis.
There it is.
The altered beast looking through the fire. Wow. With the beast looking through the fire is all. Ah!
Yeah.
Well, it's the can, but it's like somebody's dog. It's like a terrier with that. It's like a terrier head or something.
Nice.
Oh, my God. It's so awesome.
Stinking little mutt.
Jeez, it's just hitting on so many levels for me. So I'm going to be looking at the two places I know of that Alvarado Street pop up in Fresno is Tap and Cellar. It's for draft, and they have some cans too. But then there's a place on the Bullard Loop
Oh, wow.
The place
the on man's liquor?
The east side. The one on the east side.
Oh, okay.
The one by the sports bar, next to the sports bar.
Mm-hmm.
That one has Alvarado Street cans.
Okay.
So I'm going to be looking in there, too. Louie!
No.
Leave him alone. Hillsbills, that was Louie. There was a Louie mic right there.
We had a moment.
You listen real close. You could hear Louie on Nick's mic.
Thanks.
So that's all the looking out for us of this week. Besides, like you said, Nick, all the freaking Zach's beers in-house. Zach's beers. And like you said before, it's got to be Choco Tasa. I got to go Choco Tasa
yes.
first. First beer I have inside Zach's Brewing, Choco Tasa. Matt, are you going to go different? What do you think? Do you have a plan?
Nope.
Nope. Do you want to secretly review that? Have you had a Zach's Brewing beer inside Zach's Brewing?
I've sampled a couple things.
Oh, oh my God.
Samplers.
Oh, samplers. Does Zach's Brewing's Untappd board, does the frequency mix with your frequency? Does it mess with your frequency? Since you guys are so close. You're like, hey, what's going on? There's some Zach's Brewing things up on our board, on tap board.
So
what's happening?
It has the same URL, but there's a forward slash, and then there's a unique number. So if you change a digit in that unique number, it goes to a different menu page. So in theory, you could just start typing random numbers, and you'll pull up people's different
menus. You'll pull up somebody's. Yeah. Ooh. Oh, there's some info if you're an Untappd hacker.
You can't edit it. It'll just show it.
It'll just show it. Oh, you can't get in there and like mess with it and go.
Damn it.
Be like booty sauce beer. Booty sauce IPA from Tioga.
Number one seller.
From Tush Day.
Tush Day. Oh, I can't wait for Tush Day.
Tush Day.
It's going to be so good. Hey, man, Untappd, we talk about it all the freaking time. They don't pay us anything, yet we still freaking talk about it. Bearded Brewer 87.
Is me.
That's Matt. He's on Untappd. You can friend him. He'll friend you. Do it. What have you been drinking this week?
Beer things. I've had some Relax, just hazy.
Hey, Relax. It's just a hazy, man.
I had some Internight. Well, I was at the Metallica show.
Metallica, that was the Metallica beer.
We had a couple of them.
How was that?
It's good.
How was the actual beer?
It's not like a corn sweet pilsner or anything like that. It's more traditional grain. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of a hop bite to it because, you know, it's stone. But overall, it's fairly drinkable. It's not biscuity. It's not sweet. It's not corn. It's none of those things. It's right in the realm of just an easy drinking light beer. So I think I'm going to try to, that might actually become like a normal fridge beer for me.
Oh,
kind of hit the spot. And
interesting.
But originally I was kind of upset with it. Cause I was like, well, half the guys don't really drink, and all the ones that do they really care?
You guys are bullshit. Hey, Lars, you didn't even fucking drink this, man.
And so, but what the silver lining that came out before I even kind of trash talked it was there was a guy we were hanging out with. He was mentioning, he's just like, well, when we were in the kind of museum portion, he was just like, well, put it this way. He's like, a lot of these products in here that you see that are custom to Metallica, they're not the band just reaching out to grab money. There's these companies.
Marketing companies.
There's these companies that reach out to Metallica and say, hey, we're huge fans of you. We'd like to do a themed project or piece or item for you. And they hand select those and say, yes, Nixon, you can make signature watches for us. And yes, Stone, you can make a signature beer for us. And yes, there was actually a guy that made Metallica whiskey. It's called Blackened. And that was actually really good too. It was a little bit on the peaty side. It wasn't sweet. It wasn't, you know, didn't taste like plastic bottle stuff. And so it was like, once I had that
mindset to it. I'm like, okay, this is people that were also Metallica fans that are now have the chance to make something for them to build into their brand. And I'm like, okay, I like it. I like it. Once the, we had Internite before the show, we had one going into the show. Naturally, they ran out of it because people flocked to it. So we ended up having a Coors because, you know, didn't want to drink anything else that was at the cart.
Ouch.
And then somebody came back and they found it on draft again. So we had more of Internite.
Let's go over there. Yeah.
And then after that evening, we ended up in Tower and we, I had a Just Outstanding. Yeah, did I?
Oh, I bet you did. I'll bet you did. You must have been in Strummers. Like, if you had Just Outstanding, you're in Strummers. No, maybe Goldstein's.
No, I think I had a Just Outstanding.
Goldstein's might have been closed already. Were you in?
No, I had a Just Outstanding. I had Just Outstanding before Metallica at Popolo's. There we go.
Ah, all right.
Strummers, I actually don't remember the beer I had. It was something that...
Good night.
There was a
pale ale.
It was a beer that blew out. That's all I remember is we tried to order two of them. We only got one. I sipped it and that was it.
Did they give you that blowout beer for free?
He combined the two and charged me full price. So,
bad bartender.
And then I convinced the guys to walk over to Stone's because that was open.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a Sherman. Close out
to,
the evening.
To leave one door and then turn around and go to a next door. can you guys walk down to Livingston's? I don't know, bro.
It's way down there. Mm-hmm.
That's a good time, man. Oh, I haven't had a Livingston's in the night for quite some time, like most of us friends. Livingston's, is there anything new beer-wise? Or we got the same old style, Bass. And,
As far as their beverage choices, it's about the same.
Wow. Damn it. Thought we might get updated. But
like I said, they changed the least amount of things that they could.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good. Still good that they're there. Still good. Nick. Huh? The Nick 80.
What are we doing?
That was Matt Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd.
Been caught drinking. Some Firestone Walker Barrel Works Undercurrents.
Oh, jeez. Where do you get this? I'm serious.
BevMo, actually.
Oh, okay.
Of all places.
Does sound like too, I don't know, too hyper to be BevMo worthy.
Yeah.
Too small to be BevMo worthy.
Ooh, boy. Some 2016 Parabolas. Some Double Mountains Oak Aged Pale Death. And then... Trying to think what was between my Celebration Ale and my General Sherman. It was canned beer.
Trying to help you here.
It was the Doubless from Firestone Walker.
Okay.
Doubless IPA. That's nice.
Wait, was that at your party?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I had a couple of Nelsons. Nelson the Greeters. And then there was a Mocha Midnight when I showed up.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a
Mocha Midnight. I brought that.
You impressed some people with it.
Yeah. Look at me.
Yeah. Impressive. Big shot. That reminds me, I still have Alpine Nelson sitting in the garage that I hid. And I'm just now remembering I forgot about it.
Party people.
Uh-huh.
You hid it so well that you have no idea it's there.
I was like, ooh, Matt brought Sherman over. I'm going to hide this Nelson from me.
Nobody else needs this Nelson. I got Sherman. Keep him occupied.
Good thing it's cold right now. Otherwise, I'd be very upset with myself.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not getting too warm.
Yes. It's probably colder than my beer fridge.
What else? Is that all the things?
Yeah, other than the General Sherman's, Firefall Red,
Yeah, mine all go
celebration.
Yours pretty for the most part. The only difference being would be the would be the 21st Amendment beer. The the one that
tasty.
Tasty. Thank you. I had that beside, and then at your party, the next party had that double mountain beer that you talked about.
Uh-huh.
Like I want to hear the story of where you bought this double mountain beer.
All right, so we had a vacation in Seattle, Portland, and was not brave enough to suitcase any beer to mm-hmm. bring on the plane and check mm-hmm. the bag, obviously. So in the Portland airport, the PDX, there's two breweries, I believe. One's Rogue, right?
Yep.
And one's...
I've been to Rogue.
Lehman's or something like that.
I got a growler from the Rogue Brewery inside the airport and brought it onto the plane.
Yeah, so this is not news, but it's just weird when you finally experience it. So after TSA, anything you buy in the airport, you can mm-hmm. just chuck it in your backpack
right.
or literally well, walk cool on yeah, the
once,
plane with
once
it.
Once you've gone past it, if they're selling it, and you're past the gate, TSA, you're cool. You're golden.
Now, they say you're not supposed to open any beers that you have bought in the airport on the plane.
Right.
I'm sure it happens, but... so, we see the brewery, and there's a convenience store, and they're selling local beers, actual local beers. So, mm-hmm. they had Rogue and Ninkasi
mm-hmm.
and... Deschutes. But, and those were cool. There were some neat beers. Some Frem.
Frem. That's popular.
Yeah. A lot of stuff from them. But nothing I had to have.
Okay.
So we continue to walk through all the knickknacks and gift shops on the way out. And there's this wine table. Literally, fold out tables set up in the middle. Of like the breezeway.
What the hell?
And it's all wine, right? But
this is past TSA.
Past TSA.
There's somebody with just some Costco fold out tables.
Uh-huh. And a square reader. And you're looking at the bottles and like, okay, why don't those look like wine? What the hell is that? So I walk up and it's these barrel aged double mountain beers.
Wow.
Sitting on the table, and he's like, oh, yeah, we just do that because there's beer drinkers that come through here every once in a while.
There's some asshole beer drinkers.
And I'm like, oh, well, that's me.
Sorry, hey, I'm asshole.
So it was weird, but yeah, I bought them off a table in the middle of the airport, put it in my backpack, and flew home with it.
Wow, it doesn't make any sense. You could have fashioned a pretty nice weapon out of that if you wanted to break the bottle and the bottleneck. Yeah. It'd be a nice weapon there.
Yes.
Mm. That's weird. Only in Portland.
Keep Portland weird.
Costco tables be set up selling loose bottles of wine and a beer.
Yeah. But it was a sanctioned move.
Legal sanction. All right.
You could do it. Sandwiches, whatever you want, leather goods.
All just on random
tables. Random table beers.
Table beers. Mm.
This
well
who dis new beer who
I
dis
love gold.
The Mr. and Mrs. Single Cam sent us a beer package and they really wanted us to start getting into them, so
get it.
This is called, this is from Surly Brewing, Abrasive Double IPA.
Abrasive.
This is very abrasive.
Yes. Like 80 grit? What are we talking? Mm-hmm. What's the grit?
Oh, what is the grit?
Is it aluminum oxide?
The grit rating. I don't know.
Is this a nice emery cloth?
It's not a hazy, Nick.
Although
it does look kind of unfiltered.
Let me use my big glass. Just kidding. Use my aroma enhancing glass is what I'm going to use. So I can steal all the aroma.
The only way we get Surly beer is when people send it to us. Big cheers, besides the single cams.
That sounds good.
Big cheers to Scotty B because he one-upped his Patreon level, his Golden God level.
What?
He bumped it up. So big cheers to Scotty B.
He really wants to stab that Stairway to Heaven board.
I know. Thank you, Scotty B. We're like super, super close to our goal. Our goal number one of being a self-sustaining show. We're about $20 away from like being able to pay for Ubers. Some people Uber here. I don't usually Uber here.
Oh well,
because it's a breezeway, and usually I can walk it from here
sometimes.
From the house to the show. But
sometimes Louis has to drag you back in.
Yep. Yeah, sometimes I don't make it.
You never woke up in the rose bushes, is what you're saying?
There was one time Dorktown in the old house in Dayton where I did not make it into the house. Ooh. And slept in the yard, maybe, allegedly. That what? Might have happened.
Was it your yard?
Yes, it was still in my yard. All but right. Still did not,
just check
did it. Not make the 20 feet from the patio to the inside of the house. But we're that close to being so. Like once we get there, then the brothers, I can regularly kick down some taxi money, and then once we do that, we'll be a self sustaining show, and you guys have gotten us there, and it's pretty awesome and really appreciative. So thank you all to thanks to all the Golden Guys that give us money every month. Patreon.com/ForRificPour.
Cool.
You want to be part of that? And this Surly,
did
what's
you guys
going on
look
with
at
this
the
Surly?
ABV?
No.
I did not. No, they covered up the ABV.
Wow. Didn't they? Wow. I was like, this is good. And then I look at the ABV and I go, whoa. It is a double. We know that.
It's a double, huh? 7.8?
Okay.
9.
Ooh. Is that your final answer?
Yes. 9.0.
Actual percentage is 9.2.
Whoa! Yes. Fucking A.
So, Mikey, you were way off.
Way off.
I was trying to, I was trying to.
He's being modest with his answer.
Sure, sure.
Well, had he gotten 9.3, you would have won. But.
Damn it. That is, wow. That's a good beer. Dude, for a 9, that fucking high percentage, that's a good beer.
You might wake up in the rose bushes now.
Yep. I might not make it to the house. I'm going to have to call an Uber.
Hug the Christmas lights.
I need
lights
an Uber for a driveway. Also, cheers to the Fontana Jim, our SoCal rep. One of our SoCal reps. Beer Metal Dude, our San Antonio rep. And again, Mrs. _ Single Cam Slam, a.k.a. Bree. And Single Cam Slam, a.k.a. Paul, our Minnesota reps. Apt Brewer, which is Matt in Tacoma. Craft Beer Loyal on Instagrams. And also Buck in Oklahoma. I saw Buck share this on his Facebook feed. So that's a big thank you, big cheers. Anyone that shares this on their own social media feed is a huge help. That subscribes to the show. It gives us ratings on iTunes, all these things, man. Just hangs out with us on social media during the week in between shows. Oh, you guys are awesome. So thank you and cheers. And Matt, do you have some cheers?
cheers out to Stormy from Central Coast. I heard he was in town today. Ooh. Dropping off some beer kegs
to the local places. So
Stormy is from where?
Central Coast.
Central Coast. Well, I thought I heard Central Coast as in a region of California. Yes,
but it is also the name of a brewery.
All right. So Central Coast Brewery.
So that means we could have some Central Coast beers pop up in town.
Look at us.
And then cheers out to one of my employees, Will. He was he's over at the coast and he's having a little vacation.
You know, good for him.
Posed his girlfriend or whatever, and she said yes. And, you know, whatever.
Fun times.
And then cheers out to Tony Bags. While Will was out there, they were able to have a get it.
Oh.
And
was it a get it or was it just two guys drinking beer?
I mean,
there's a difference, you know.
Sure.
All right. We'll classify as a get it. Makes us look better.
But they went and did some things, and
I bet they did.
And I think I solidified plans to go to Tony's birthday in January. So,
ooh.
Cheers out to that guy.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Nick the Nick 80 on social media. If you love Volkswagens, follow Matt and Nick. Call the bus.
A bumper song?
Yeah, call the bus. Don't call the van.
It's not a van.
It's not a van. It's a bus.
If you have parts for a 54 to 57 Volkswagen Bug, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Hit me up.
Or hit up Beard Nap.
There are a few things that are not easy to find.
Hmm. Can I do a 3D printer of these parts?
No.
Damn it. Thought I had solved.
There you go. Fixed. Not unless you're in West Germany in 1952.
Zells, I will send you that. That's cheers. What you would do with the with the DeLorean time travel machine is go back and buy all the Volkswagen parts.
I like where you're going with this.
And then bring them back.
I'd just back to future it where I'd put the car I want into a little cave.
Abandoned mine shaft.
Oh, yes. In the old West Cave.
Close it off. And then,
look,
and
here it is.
That's what I'd do.
Marty!
That's it's my here. Initials.
That must be it. Marty! I like that.
Nick?
Cheers to Kayleen from Zach's Brewing. It was her birthday earlier this week.
Aw, cheers, Kayleen.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers to 3B Zine. They're on the big episode 200.
200 3B Zines. Look at that crew.
Whatever.
That's so cute.
Wow.
Aw. Love those guys. Love our indie beer cast and 3B Zine. And Beer with Friends and everybody that has a beer podcast that listens to the show, Beer Metal.
And The Imperfect Pour.
The Imperfect Pour. Great show. Everybody. You're like, hey, I listen to you too. Why don't you mention me? Just say it. The Beer Pope Show. I don't know the Beer Pope Show's name. So, Beer Pope.
Beer Pope.
Follow the Beer Pope and then you'll figure out what his show is. Nick, was there more cheers?
Cheers to Florida Steve. He says he's getting back to his United Craft Beer Forum live reviews.
All right. On the Facebooks.
Mm-hmm.
Get in that United Craft Beer Forum.
Get in the comments. We'll have a get it.
Mm-hmm. Get it in the comments.
And cheers to Rimmer Designs.
Craft Beer Chronicles.
Craft Beer Chronicles, beer pope. And, listen to Craft Beer Chronicles.
His last episode from August 9th had Tyler Clark from Libertine.
Ooh. What? He's just stealing our guests.
He could have them.
Big time.
The Rimmer Designs, if you're looking for beer labels.
The Rimmer Designs. Oh, Tioga's looking for a graphic artist right now. Tioga Skoya. That's
there
what I
hear. There you go.
You're into doing can art.
Shell art?
Shell art is over!
Want to do some shell art.
Oh, man. Thanks for ruining shell art.
Is that a useful life skill? Shell art?
Oh, yeah. Big time. If you want to be a kindergarten teacher, you got to know that shit.
Hot glue, shells.
Got to get very skilled with the hot glue. Glugan. God dang it.
Glugan. There's 9%.
Yeah, there's the 9%. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to The Perfect Four at Perfect Four Pod on social media. Also on social media, Mikey Top Pour. That's me, MikeyTopPour.com. That's a blog. That's a blog with stuff. And where I have a post about variety pack versus mix pack birth from this show. And I wrote a post about it, and nothing gets decided in the post, by the way. It's just basically the decision is there's just there's no rules. Variety pack, mix pack, it's all over the place. Make sure you're following Matt at BeardedBrewer87.
That's me.
And Nick, the Nick 80.
Hello.
And thank you guys for listening to the show. Be safe. Have fun. Check your dates. We'll see you at Zach's and Rush Day. Woo! Woo!
Ow, ow, ow.
Hey, guys. I'm rushing.